Pádraig, how did you see it out there?
Yeah, very, very difficult game. First half, Leave Columba really put it up to us. I think we just kind of, lacked energy and just not working the way that we normally would. So it was good to get them in at half time and get them reset, because I think when they came out in the second half, they just moved into a gear that Leave Columba couldn't live with at that stage. So game was over, I think, after about 10, 11 minutes, second half. So look at good game to tune up, and for the championship wakens us up a wee bit, because you know we probably were winning games handy for a while there, and we can maybe rest on the laurels a wee bit there in the first half. But yeah, happy to win it. Always great to get silverware. It's 2016 since we got it. Like, and if you think about it, most of that team were playing under 12s when we last won the championships. You know, so good to have it. It's easy to go on with. It's easy to bounce into something when you've done well. So happy enough.
Was there stern words at halftime or anything, or was it just steadying up minds a bit, or what happened? Because it was like almost like flicking the switch. Like, there was such a huge difference.
No, it was just about reminding ourselves what we're good at. You know, we're a group. You know, there's no, I'm there just to facilitate getting them boys on the pitch and getting them fit, along with Kieran Sharkey and Tarla. But like they lead that there themselves. Like, once they cross the white line, we enable them to make decisions. So when they come in at half time, they talk about what's not going well. And really, all of what didn't go well in the first half was that we didn't play our own game. You know, we went back to the old ways, and I think that was nerves as well, because we do have a lot of 4, 5, 18-year-olds on that team. So once we clicked and started doing the right things, once you do it twice, 3 times, then it starts becoming easier again, and they know it works. So no staring words, just honest ones.
Yeah, and there seems to be the panel depth that seems to be growing again. Like, Oisin Crawford came off the bench today, looked very eager to make an impression. Mm-hmm. Shane McDevitt, Christopher McMonagall's had a big league campaign. Yep. For you know, different players, and I'm sure they'll be asking questions of yourself in the next 2 weeks and looking to get in for the championship.
Oh, without a doubt. Look, I'll be honest with you, this was a new experience for me from the past 4 years, in that I had the ring boys and talked to boys after training on Thursday night and said, look, you're not starting. And they were asking me questions then as well. But like, it's not because they're not good enough. It's just that we only can put 15 on. But it's brilliant when you can turn around, and like, there's depth there. Like, there's every single player who's on that bench played senior league football this year. Do you know what I mean? We're 27 on the bench. They all played at some stage during the year. So that's great to be able to say that they're doing that. And that's what we want to do. So, yeah, brilliant to have a bench. And they're just a great bunch of lads, in fairness. Like, they're easy to work with.
So all eyes now onto the championship in 2 weeks, Pádraig. And this is the, you know, we've had a lot of rain. There's a bit of sun in the sky. Hopefully the ground would harden a wee bit. But this is the time of the year when players are made. And you know, you're going into the senior championship. There'll be people will be talking you up a bit. Your first game is against Ardrah. How are you looking ahead of the championship?
Yeah, look, the first thing is we're going to celebrate the night, have a bit of crack. Big believer and enjoy the moment. So we'll do that. We get back to training Tuesday night. We've Ardrah. Ardrah is an old foe, and that we've had them a lot in the championship. So they'll know what we have and we'll know what they have, but they'll be not easy. Look, it's just exactly like the league campaign. One game at a time. We look too far ahead, then you miss the game that's in front of you. So that's all we're going to do. We've Ardrah first, St. Nolls, and then see what the draw is like, and after that. But yeah, look, we're going into the championship with, you know, belief. You know, I said it in an interview a while ago, we maybe didn't believe in ourselves last year. We were good enough, we didn't believe in each other. This year we believe in ourselves. So but if we start like that, we started the day, we might be out of the game before half time. So yeah, we're in good shape going into it, right?